Order, order.
After adjourning the day following the Christchurch earthquake, Parliament resumed on Tuesday to begin a week dominated by the disaster. 23, or just under two-thirds of the week's 36 questions for ministers, were about the government's responses to the effects of the quake, including its overall impact on the national economy, as Finance Minister Bill English outlined on Thursday.
The immediate impact will be to cut GDP by about 0.6% in the March quarter, and the Reserve Bank believes that growth this year will be relatively weak. The earthquake impact comes on top of an economy that was already a bit weaker than expected before Christmas.
Mr. English noted that the Reserve Bank had that morning dropped the official cash rate by 50 basis points to 2.5% to counter the considerable disruption caused by the quake.
While it is difficult to know how large or long-lasting this will be, the bank has said that economic activity will be negatively affected.
Thursday's question time ended with a request from the government's acting leader of the House.
The Honourable Simon Powell.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker. I seek leave for the introduction and passing of the Canterbury Earthquake Commemoration Day Bill prior to 6pm today.
Is there any objection to that course of action being followed? There is none.
Then it fell to the Minister of Labour, Kate Wilkinson, to launch the bill's passage into law.
This bill provides for the 18th of March 2011 to be a day of commemoration in those parts of Canterbury, that is Northern and Central Canterbury, that observe Christchurch Show Day as Canterbury Anniversary Day in order to commemorate the devastating consequences of the Canterbury earthquake on the 22nd of February 2011 at 12:51pm.
Debate on the bill's third and final stage ended just before the adjournment at 6. That was the only government bill passed this week, taking up the time on Thursday afternoon previously allocated to National's replacement legislation for Labour's Foreshore and Seabed Act. That's the Marine and Coastal Area Takutai Moana Bill, in the number one slot on the government's order paper this week, which began on Tuesday with this announcement from the Speaker, Lockwood Smith.
I've been advised by the Māori Party that its parliamentary membership has changed and that Hone Haruira is no longer a member of the Māori Party for parliamentary purposes.
Reducing the number of Māori Party MPs from 5 to 4 and the government's votes for the bill to 63, including United Futures' Peter Dunn, Mr. Haruira's new status would have significant implications for his role as an independent MP.
Allocations of speaking slots and oral questions will be adjusted. Allocations of funding to the Māori Party and to Hone Haruira will also be adjusted.
Nevertheless, despite that restriction on his presence in the chamber, Mr. Haruira was on his feet within hours after Labour's David Parker revealed that he'd been offered one of Labour's slots in Tuesday afternoon's second reading debate on the Marine and Coastal Area Takutai Moana Bill.
Not because we agree with Hone Haruira's views on foreshore and seabed, and we most plainly don't. We do think that Hone Haruira is a Member of Parliament. He's clearly got a strong interest in this issue. And though it might be inconvenient for the Māori Party and the National Party to hear from him, we think this Parliament and this country should.
The newly independent MP then took that opportunity to attack both the bill and his former caucus colleagues.
It remains discriminatory to Māori, and it continues to breach the Treaty of Waitangi, Tikanga Māori, common law principles and international human rights standards, including the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. This bill is deserving of nothing more than contempt and dismissal, for it preys on the desperation of the Māori Party to be seen to be doing something about the issue from which it was born, while highlighting the determination of the National Party to ensure that Māori will actually get nothing from that same piece of legislation.
Mr. Haruira then left the chamber, missing the chance to back his rhetoric with a vote against the bill, which sailed through its second reading by 62 votes to the 56 of an opposition comprising an unlikely alliance of Labour, the Greens, the ACT Party and the Progressives' Jim Anderton. The bill's position at the top of the government's order paper for next week was confirmed by the acting leader of the House in his business statement on Thursday, prompting this question from his opposition shadow.
The Honourable Trevor Mallard.
Can I just seek from the acting leader of the House an undertaking that there is a continuance of the previous undertaking not to take that bill under urgency.
The Honourable Simon Power.
Correct.
Till next week then, for more blood, sweat and tears on the beaches and seabed. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.